This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. There was big news coming out of Conway last week. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has the details in his weekly business and political news recap.
Landing at the Conway Airport will soon take on a new meaning as Alabama-based Jim Wilson and Associates and the Conway Development Corporation announced a new $90 million upscale regional shopping center called Central Landing. On Thursday, Will Wilson, CEO of Jim Wilson and Associates, announced the 150-acre project that will take the soon-to-be decommissioned Conway Airport property and redevelop it to include restaurant, retail, medical, office, and multifamily use spaces. Wilson also said that plans could include two hotels and space available for economic development projects being recruited to Conway. Marty Durbin, CEO of America's Natural Gas Alliance, says it's time to accelerate natural gas usage and dependency in the U.S. Durbin, who was in Arkansas on Wednesday, sees the biggest potential for natural gas usage to grow in the energy production field. As coal comes under fire in electricity generation, he said that natural gas can offer a cleaner energy alternative. Walmart Stores and its partner Bharti Enterprises will split and pursue their own operations in India, according to a joint statement from the two parties. Walmart has struggled to gain a foothold in India, and its efforts in that country have come under scrutiny from regulators and government officials related to charges of corruption. Redman & Associates, a leading manufacturer of ride-on toys, and Walmart announced that Redman will open a new manufacturing and distribution facility in Rogers that will produce 6-volt battery-powered ride-on toys exclusively for Walmart. Redman, based in Bentonville, will invest $6.5 million in the facility, which will employ 74 people. Walmart's been enticing manufacturers to expand in the U.S. as part of an onshoring effort to bring more jobs back to America. Net income for Bank of the Ozarks jumped 16% in the latest quarter and more than 11% year-to-date, as the Little Rock-based financial institution saw gains from a North Carolina expansion and, quote, excellent loan and lease growth. Bank of the Ozarks posted net income for the quarter ended September 30th of $22.4 million, a 16% increase from $19.3 million for the third quarter of 2012. The University of Arkansas Walton College Center for Business and Economic Research announced that James Bullard, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, will speak at its quarterly business analysis program in November. Bullard will discuss recent economic trends from his view at the Federal Reserve and as a member of the Federal Open Market Committee. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.